SBS
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 SBS Radio.
Kasama natin ngayon si Joey Guerrero, ang pangulo ng Phil Aussie Triathlon Club. Magandang araw sa iyo, Joey.
Magandang araw din po naman sa iyo, Annalyn.
Oo. Sino ba at ilan ang member ng Phil Aussie Triathlon Club?
Okay, ang Phil Aussie Triathlon Club, nagsimula po ang group namin a couple of years back. And it started among a couple of friends who have the same passion of the triathlon sport. And nagsimula kami or nag-isip kaming mag-form ng group kasi nakita namin na triathlon is one of the booming sports in the Philippines. And dito sa Australia, triathlon is a very big sport. So we started to join triathlon races. And then na-observe ko na among those triathlon races, there's only few Filipinos who are joining the race.
Mm. To think and, na may ginagawang triathlon sa Pilipinas.
Opo, think na merong ginagawa pong triathlon races sa Pilipinas. Dito sa Australia, napakalaki po yung triathlon as a sport. And then, as I've said, napansin ko noon, nakukunti lang yung mga Filipinong sumasali sa mga triathlon races. And I was able to personally experience it by myself na nung sumasali ako sa races, dalawa o tatlo or mag-isa lang ako sa mga races dito sa Australia. So I started to think, why not, you know, convince some of my friends to join me on this kind of sports? So after joining a few races, I managed to influence and convince some of my friends to start doing triathlon as well. Mm-hmm. And eventually, they also loved the sports. And then after a while, I think after we formed a group of five, we started to think, why not we formalize this group as a club?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we come up with the Phil Aussie Triathlon Club.
Mm. As of now, ilan na yung members ninyo?
Okay, as of now, we have roughly 100 members.
Is it all over Australia?
Yes, it's all over Australia. We have few members in WA, we have in South Australia, in Queensland, and we have in Victoria as well, and in Melbourne. And it's one of the fast-growing clubs in Sydney.
Mm-mm. Pag sinabing triathlon, kasama dito yung swimming, cycling, and running?
Opo, ang triathlon is actually a combination of three sports. Mm-mm. Okay, so we start with swimming, then after swimming, we go to biking, and after biking, we go running. Actually, most of the people call us as an idiot because we try to combine three sports into one. And one sport is not enough for us, so we want three sports into one.
Hindi madali itong sports na to kasi tatlong sports yung involved sa triathlon. Paano kayo nagsasanay para sa endurance at yung bilis para makatapos sa mga races?
Napakahirap po ang sports ng triathlon, hindi po birong sports ng triathlon. And every time there's new members who would like to try triathlon, the first thing that I always told them is that, are you willing to suffer the pain? Because triathlon is not an easy sport, it's an endurance sport, and you definitely have to endure the pain to have that endurance to finish a triathlon race.
Mm.
But by doing it, by enduring the pain, you also love what you're doing. And eventually, you are rewarded of crossing the finish line.
Oo. At nitong September 3, muling susubukin ang lakas, ang galing ng mga membro o kung sino man ang gustong sumali dahil gaganapin ang Phil Aussie Duathlon Race. Kailan ito? Yes. Anong magaganap sa araw na to?
Okay, opo. Salamat po sa pagtanong niya. Nice ko pong imbitahan actually ang lahat ng mga Filipino at hindi lang Filipino pati mga Australian living in Australia to join us in our Duathlon Race this coming 3rd of September at 8 a.m. Ito po tinawag na Duathlon kasi it's just a combination of two sports. Okay, so it's just a combination of bike and run. Actually, it's a 5-kilometer run. Then after that one, it's a 20-kilometer bike and another 2.5 run. So this event is open to everybody and everybody is invited to join us on the 3rd of September.
Mm-hmm. Pag sinabing everybody, syempre, kailangan yung sanay din sa pagtakbo at sa pag-cycling.
Yes, definitely po. Kasi you cannot try this sport without doing proper training or else it will just cause an injury to you and you will not have fun doing the sports. So, as a piece of advice, you better train before join the duathlon.
Mm. Ilan yung mga Filipino, as of now, yung mga inaasahan na sasali?
Because actually, this duathlon is our second year of having this kind of event. Because last year, we had our inaugural duathlon race. So, this is our second year. So, we're expecting roughly around 150 to 200 participants will be joining this race. And this will be a combination of, Filos or Filipinos as well as Australians as well.
Madam? Din, 100.
Yes, well, actually 150 to 200. That's our rough estimate for the number of participants that will be joining us.
At saan ito gaganapin?
Gaganapin po ito sa Regatta Center sa Penrith. And this is a very, safe place to have this kind of event. It's a controlled environment. We comply with the Triathlon Australia standards of racing. And we have also an electronic timing system as well. So you'll have your correct timing on the three events. And then we have an ambulance, ambulance to back us up just in case if there's something wrong happened. So I think it's a very safe race. What I've said, this race is sanctioned by Triathlon Australia because Philos is a part of Triathlon Australia and we are the only Filipino club that has been recognized and accredited to Triathlon Australia.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yes.
Mm. At para dun sa mga interesado at hindi pa nakakapagpalista, paano sila makikipag-ugnayan sa inyo?
Okay po. The best way to go is to just visit our website. We have our website, www.philaustri.com.au. Just visit that website po. Nandun po yung information about the race and you just have to click register now and it will guide you on how to register into the event.
Last na lang ito, sinasabi na para makapagsanay sa isang sport, dapat magsimula ng bata. Wala ba kayong plano na mag-train o magsama sa club ng mga mas batang members?
Actually, that's one of our next steps. No? Kasi the vision of our club is definitely to influence all of the community down to the family level. So by saying the family level, we want to influence all of the family members, starting from the dad, from the moms, and all of the children, to have an active way of lifestyle. And by doing so, you need to be involved in sports. And triathlon is one of the good sports that can push you to have an active lifestyle. So we have plans or programs that will also focus on our kids to be part of that kind of event. Actually, couple of months back, I think that was last June, I think, we had our fun run. So the fun run that we held was a family event. And on this event, it was open for kids and all of the family members.
So in the coming years, maasahan natin na may mas mga bata nasasali sa mga races ninyo.
Opo, oo, definitely po, marami. Actually, bata pa rin po kami lahat. Young at heart. We're still young at heart.
Yes, okay? Yes. Definitely.
Yeah, we are keep on saying to the families that they have to encourage their kids to be part of the triathlon as well or to join and be interested in joining the triathlon races. And actually, ma'am po, yung etong race natin, duathlon, is open up to 12 years or and above.
So meron ng mga kasamang bata?
Mm-hmm. Opo, meron po. As long as they are 12 years old and older. So they can join the race. And dito po sa duathlon pala, pwede po kayong mag-entry as an individual or you can also form a relay team. Sa relay team po, meron po tayong minimum of 2 individuals. So one of that can do the running and one of that can do the cycling. So a relay team is a good, family bonding activity as well. So maaring yung misis po yung tumakbo or yung husband po ang pwede po mag-bike.
So hindi lang ito pang test ng kakayahan ng katawan, kundi bonding din para sa families.
Opo, oo. Isa pong may pagpamalaki ko po, which I'm very, proud to say that triathlon actually is not an individual sport.
Mm-hmm.
Triathlon is a family sport, I should say. I mean, I can personally tell you that sa mga triathlon races, halimbawa yung dad or yung mom kasali, makikita mo yung kids and the rest of the family members are kasama. Like, kasi yung Philos members po, we are doing some international races.
So sumali na ba kayo sa Pilipinas? This year meron yata?
Yeah, actually I was just about to tell you that we just came back from the Cebu Asia Pacific Ironman 70.3 Championship mm-hmm. that was held in Cebu.
Paano and, naging performance ng club doon?
We have a very good standing or finishing on that race. Kasi nga po, marami po tayong pinadala na Philos members who joined. And kasama po ako ron na pumunta sa Cebu. I think we send off, 25 members.
Madami din.
Cebu. Opo.
At and maraming mga Australians din na sumali, hindi ba?
Yes, yung team po namin, meron kasama kaming Aussie. I think we have 4 or 5 Aussie that joined us on that race as well. And yun nga, sasabihin ko sa it's a family affair kasi nung pumunta kami po sa Cebu, kasama po namin yung mga family namin.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, just like shooting two birds at the same time. So, we raced and as well as the family had a holiday as well. So, yun po.
Good luck, Mr. Joey Guerrero, sa gaganapin ninyo na Phil-Oz Duathon Race.
Maraming salamat po sa pag-imbita sa akin. At what I've said, I would like to invite everybody to join us and kindly visit our webpage, philostry.com.au. Or, you can call me directly. And my number is 0406-315-089.
Thank you very much, Mr. Joey Guerrero of Phil-Oz Triathlon Club.
Okay, I'll see you there.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.